Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, and importantly, visiting Professor Dickinson College. Jeff, the Xi-Putin meeting did not provide any clarity about resupply of the Russian forces. Then there was the comment by Vladimir Putin, always looking to be crude and provocative, that he would transfer or deploy in some fashion tactical nuclear weapons. Battlefield weapons are how they are regarded by the Russian forces, I understand, to Belarus, to the possession or at least the territory of a dictator, Lukashenko, in an unstable culture. This means that all of NATO must react. And how, Jeff?
Well, I don't really think necessarily NATO needs to react, quite candidly, John. I mean, this is not that terribly significant strategically, I believe, except another rather clumsy attempt, I think, by Putin to rattle his nuclear saber in an effort to intimidate the West, particularly domestically. And it may have a focus particularly on Poland because of obviously the geographic border between Poland and Belarus. To some degree, perhaps it feeds the narrative that Lukashenko has tried to push, that he is in fact threatened by NATO, that NATO is going to attack Belarus, and now comes our big brother to defend us. So it may have some positives in terms of the domestic narrative in Belarus. But the argument Mr. Putin presented why he was doing this, that we were going to transfer depleted uranium rounds to the Ukrainians, is utter nonsense. Depleted uranium rounds are used because of the density of the warhead, and therefore the penetrating power, particularly as an anti-tank weapon, is enormous. It has no real contact to a nuclear weapon, and we've had depleted uranium rounds. We had them in the Gulf War when I commanded, and even the IAEA has said the transfer of depleted uranium rounds from one country to the other to be delivered by a conventional platform is not any violation of the non-proliferation treaty or anything like that. These particular weapons were in the territory of Belarus when Belarus was part of the Soviet Union. And you know, John, it's going to take an enormous amount of investment on the part of the Russians and the Belarusians to either construct or reconstruct the storage facilities that they would want to store tactical nuclear weapons on Belarusian soil. Hardly, I would think, an investment priority for the Russians at this particular moment. It will not be a transfer, it does not appear to me, outright to the Belarusians of nuclear weapons, but rather it will be, and this is how Putin described it, to the custodial detachments that we have with various NATO countries, Germans, Italians, Belgians, Turks, whereby U.S. forces are positioned particularly on an air base controlled by the Germans. We have control of the bombs, and in time of war, when ordered, we transfer those bombs to be placed on German aircraft for delivery. So this has, at best, John, modest tactical significance based on the range or increased range you might achieve, but I don't really think has any significant strategic significance. And according to the White House, it's not really changed the nuclear balance at all between Russia and the United States.
Also from the Kremlin, news, I saw it, but I don't know what it means to follow up, of another mobilization of 400,000. That will take time. What does it tell us now, Jeff?
Well, it tells us now that they planned on being in this for the long haul. You know, at the same time, while we are seeing the arrival of the Leo 2 tank, the Challenger, et cetera, to Ukraine, I've seen films and photographs of train loads of T-54s and T-55 tanks, 70-year-old tanks, crossing Russia headed for Ukraine, which shows kind of how desperate they may be. So a mobilization of more soldiers just suggests to you how many casualties they're taking. But, you know, normally, John, they have a draft early April. So how does this particular additional mobilization fit in that? Number one. Number two, there's some question on whether or not the Russians have maintained the training base to quickly train these particular forces prior to sending them into combat. What we see in the last mobilization is only a couple of weeks and send these guys off to be basically cannon fodder. And finally, I would have to think Mr. Putin would reflect on the fact that the last time he announced a mobilization of 300,000 Russians, a million young Russian men left the country. And that does not suggest well for, you know, social stability across Russia as this war continues, as more casualties occur and more villages and towns across Russia see young men coming back badly injured or coming back in body bags.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, as well as the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.